Okay, we're on page Nuntes, Samid Aleph.
Yes.
In middle of the play, in middle of the page, mm-hmm. where it says Va'al Haruches. It's over here. Mm-hmm. You have it? Now, in the Mishnah said a din, and the Ruches, you also make a bracha. And the Mishnah said before, okay, in the Mishnah said before, and Ruches and Brachim, you make the bracha Shakeche Gvorasi Malay Eilam. So the Gemara asks, my Ruches, what are Ruches? What do you mean winds? I mean winds. You don't make a bracha every time there's a wind. Omer Abaye said, Zafa. Zafa is a tempest in English, which is in a very, very strong wind. Like hurricanes, tornadoes. Yeah. So if there's a hurricane or a tornado, then you make a bracha, Shekecha Gvonasi Mari Elam. V'amir Abaye and Abaye said, Gemira, we know, we have a tradition, so to speak, the Zafa Balayla Loihave. That hurricanes, tempest, this is the English word over here, tempest, the hurricanes and tornadoes, don't happen at night. So the Gemara says, ask v'kachazina dechazer, but we see that they do exist. We see that there are hurricanes and tornadoes at night. What do you mean it doesn't happen at night? So the Gemara answers, ahude is chalulei biyomama. At least they started during the day. So the Gemara says it doesn't start at night, but it can start during the day and continue into the night. V'amar Abaye and Abaye said, Gemira, we know the zafir tatishar lekoi, that this tempest will not last 2 hours. Hmm. It can't last more than 2 hours. Why? Because the pasuk says lekayim hashenema, to fulfill what it says in the pasuk, leisokum pamayim tzara, misfortune will not come twice. So therefore, the Gemara says that a hurricane can't happen for longer than 2 hours. So the Gemara asks v'kachazina dechazit, but we see that the hurricanes for more than 2 hours. So the Gemara answers, the mafsik bein lebein. It means there's a short break in between. But one hurricane itself doesn't last for more than 2 hours. So this said it lasts for more than 2 hours, but there's a short break in between. Then the Gemara says, v'ala brakim on lightning. You say the bracha shakechik v'rasim molei elam. Okay? Now, we're going to see in halacha, there's a whole argument later in the Gemara, not really argument. What bracha do you say on lightning? What bracha do you say on thunder? Technically, you can say each one on both. Mm-hmm. But the halach is, the custom is that on thunder, you say, because it's his power and his might. And on lightning, you say, okay. But meanwhile, the Gemara is saying, on thunder and lightning, you make the bracha, so the Gemara asks, my brachim. What are brachim? Amr Avir says, Brake is birka, lightning. It's lightning. But Amr Rava said, Birka yichida, a single case of lightning, or birka chivra, white lightning, or barka yurukasa, and yellow lightning, but none of the salik bekerim aravis, and clouds that come up in the west, from the western corner of the world, v'asim bekerim dremis, and come around, from the southern corner, v'tarti anani desolke chodele gabechaber, and two clouds that would go to crash and face each other head on. Kul and kashin, all these things are troublesome, meaning they don't. It's not a sign of a bracha. Now all these things, the Gemara says, if you have a single lightning, a white lightning, a yellow lightning, or it comes out from the west, east. I mean, from the west and goes to the south, whatever. All these things are not good signs. So Gemara says, "Am I not kamina? What difference does it make? I mean, it's not a good sign." So he says, "Meboy rachme, that you have to daven. If these things happen, you know it's a sign from Hashem that you better go daven because they're not good signs for happening." But the Gemara says, "Vahani mili balayla, that it's only at night." You notice if the lightning is at night and it's white or yellow, then it's no good. Alvo b'tzafer, but in the morning, lesbo mashasha, there's no problem with it. Notice there's no problem with it in the morning. Amad Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchok. Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchok said, Hani anani de safra. the morning clouds, the clouds in the morning, lasbu meshashe, there's no substance to it. There's no, basically, there's nothing in the morning clouds. It's like in LA, you know, the morning clouds don't bring rain. It's basically, they just burn off and finish. How do we know this? Where do we see in the psukim that morning clouds are nothing? Because it says, v'chazdechem kanani kanan beker. Pasuk says, what can I do for you? Ephraim, it says, what can I do for Yehuda when your kindness is like a morning cloud? Meaning, you're like, what's the morning cloud mean? Some Fashim say it means like the dew. That this morning cloud is the dew. It doesn't bring rain. And then after a while it leaves. Amalei Ravel Rapopel Abaye. So Rapopel said to Abaye, Ha'ami Inshe, but people say, Kamivtach Bebavi Mitra, when rain falls, when the gates are open in the morning, Bar Chamra Merich Shakich V'Guni. The donkey driver, they tell the donkey driver, fold up your sack and go to sleep. So, what does it mean? It means when there's morning rain, up to now, basically, Mar says morning clouds don't do anything. Yet the Rapapa said to Abayim, but it says well, if rain comes in the morning, there's such an abundance of grain that you don't need the donkey drivers to transport grain from place to place. Because everybody has grain. So you tell the donkey driver, pack up your bags and go to sleep on it. Meaning, you're out of a job because it's such plenty. So the Gemara says, here you're telling me that morning clouds don't do anything, and here the world has an expression that when there's morning rain, it's a very big bracha. So the Gemara says, like Asher. He says, Hod ikata be'eva. When is it a bracha? When in the morning, the sky is overcast with thick clouds. When the clouds with thick clouds, then it's good. Hod ikata banani. But when there are just like small little clouds, then it's not a bracha. Then it's nothing. So the Gemara says, you're right. It depends what type of clouds. If they're like light clouds in the morning, they're nothing. If they're heavy clouds, then it's a big bracha. Amr of Alexandria, Amr of Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Alexandria said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Le'nivru ra'amim el alivshet akmum yishebelev. The whole purpose where Hashem created thunder was to straighten out the crookedness of the heart. Means to wake you up a little bit. You know, the tumul. Like he says in the Pasuk, Shenemat v'alikim asa, Hashem made it, she'yiru mulfanav, that people should fear him. So you know, when you hear a big thunder, or for that matter, it says another play about earthquakes and all that, when there's, you know, when there's big things, so then people get afraid of Hashem. Huh?
Alexandria. But Alexandria is a Jewish name?
Yeah. Alexandria.
Yeah, I never heard of
it. Alexander was in the Egyptian king.
Egyptian, but I mean...
But even today, there's Alexander, for sure. Yeah. There's a lot of Yiddish names. Alexander Zusche, there's a lot. Huh?
First name?
Alexander, sure.
Yeah, I never heard of
sure, that. I know people. Alexander Zush. No, Alexander is...
Was the original one?
Original Alexander.
I don't know. I don't know who the original one was, but it's definitely a Jewish name. I mean, in the Sfarim, they talk about names, how to spell names and all that. It's there. I know people personally in New York. I know people have named Alexander. Many people that they call Sender, the name is Sender? The name is not Sender. It's Alexander. And nickname, in short, for Alexander is Sender, but the name is really Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the girl's name, Alexandra.
Yeah, yeah.
Alexander, Alexandria.
Yeah.
I never heard this name, Alexander.
Sure. There was a big group of Chassidim, the Alexander Chassidim, Milfada Krieg. There was a big group of Chassidim called Alexander Chassidim. Okay, Amr Rabbi Alexandria, Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Alexandria said the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Whoever sees a rainbow in the clouds, he should fall on his face in the vision of Hashem's glory. Because it says, like the appearance of a rainbow that would be in the clouds on a rainy day, that was the brilliance of the glory of Hashem. And it says, and I will see it, I'll fall on my face. Okay? So therefore, the Gemara says, if you see a rainbow in the sky, you should bow to the rainbow. Mm-hmm. That's what Rabbi Alexander said in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, in that it's so they condemned this practice. Mm-hmm. They said it's not a practice you should do. See if there should be another Gemara too. If not, there's the big ones. It says, why? Because the Mechse command, the Sagid Lakash, it looks like you're bowing to the rainbow. You don't bow to a rainbow, you bow to Hashem.
Yeah.
There aren't any? Then they have the red one. No, why is there only five? There should be more than five. At least six. Okay. But, I know, I'm saying, I'm just wondering what happened to it. You don't bow to a rainbow, but you make a brach on a rainbow. My mevarich, what bracha do you say on a rainbow? So the Gemara says, Zecher Abris, it's really not only Zecher Abris, it's in the city, it's a whole... In fact, it's interesting, some people have a minig that they don't make a brach on a rainbow. But the Rebbe writes, our meaning is that we do make a brach on a rainbow. Here it says, Baruch Hashem HaKem HaChelem, Zecher HaBris, V'Neman B'Vrisei, V'Kayim B'Maimorei. That's the brach you see on a rainbow. Now, a rainbow is good and it's bad. A rainbow, because a rainbow is really, forget, the Gemara says that there are two generations that didn't see rainbows. And it was a very fortunate Reb Shimon Yochai and Chizkiya Melech. They didn't see a rainbow. And what was so good about, because when Hashem brought the flood, when Hashem brought the Mabul, and then Hashem swore that He's not going to destroy the world anymore. So Hashem said, "As kashti nasati bana, I'm going to put my rainbow in the clouds." That you should be aware that really you deserve to be punished. You deserve to be destroyed. But the only reason, because Hashem promised not. So the Rebbe asks, Lecheira, rainbow is a physical phenomenon. It's a whole sikh, we've discussed it once before. Lecheira is a whole physical phenomenon. What do you say? It's a special, but it still has spiritual implications to it. But therefore, you make a bracha on a rainbow. And what's the bracha? That Hashem remembers His bris, and He's going to keep it, and He's not going to destroy us. That's basically the bracha you say on the rainbow.
Then today.
Huh?
Now. Then today.
Yeah. In fact, he said, well, soon say, I jumped the gun. The Gemara said, what do you make a bracha? Zecher abris. But masnita ton, in a brais it says, that bishmo b'nei shabrechem and breka imer, neman bevrise v'kayim b'mamori. You don't say zecher abris, you say neman bevrise v'kayim b'mamori. Amir HaPapas, and HaPapas says, Hilkuch nemrun l'tavayel. Therefore, we say it all. What do we say? Zecher abris, neman bevrise v'kayim b'mamori. But what does it mean? That Hashem basically, we're telling Hashem, listen, you keep your promises that you won't destroy us anymore. That's what we want.
Hashem doesn't make any rainbow in the summer.
It doesn't rain here in the summer. When it's a rain and the world deserves to be destroyed, that's
so
when...
Maybe. You're not going to be destroyed in the summer, only in the winter.
Well, it depends where. In other cities where it rains in the summer, more than the winter. Okay, then the Gemara says, Alaharim v'alagvaris, when you see mountains and hills, you know, seas, rivers, all that stuff, there's a bracha you say. So the Gemara says, what bracha do you say? Eisa maisa bereshis. That God did creation, basically. So the Gemara is going to ask a very simple question. Thunder, lightning, hurricane, all that, you'd make different brachas. Either Shekoche Ugvorasim Malay Elam or Zechabris. And mountains, hills, seas, you know, say Eisim Eisim Bereshis. So the Gemara asks, the other things are not creation? Mm-hmm. Thunder, lightning, hurricanes, earthquakes are not? Mm-hmm. It seems to imply only mountains, valleys, and seas are Eisim Bereshis. The Gemara says, Atu Kulhanida Moran Arhashta. Are you telling me that all the things we said until now, like we said, thunder, lightning, hurricanes, whatever, Lav Maisa Bereshis Ninu. That's not creation. V'aksiv it says, Brakim Lamater Asa. Hashem made thunder for the clouds. I mean, for the rain. And also it says he makes lightning bolts for the rain and so on. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, you're right. Koruch v'toni. Wrap them all into one part of the Mishnah. What does it mean? You say both brachas for everything. That means you can make both brachas and each one. Right. So the Gemara says, Amar Avad Avad said, no, keep it separate. What does it mean? Hasam, in regard to comets, earthquakes, all that, you say both brachas. Shakeche gvorasim ali elam and eisem eisem bereshis. Hacha, but over here, you say eisem eisem bereshis for mountains, seas, valleys. You can't say keche gvorasim, it's not power, it's not might. You see beauty. When you see earthquake, you feel an earthquake, you hear thunder, that's Hashem's koyach. When you'll see mountains and valleys and beauty, that's not koyachai. You can only say eisem eisem bereishis. That's what the Mishnah means. So sometimes the Gemara says, sometimes you make two brachas. We don't do this stuff. Sometimes you make two brachas, sometimes you make one bracha. For beauty, you say eisem eisem bereishis. For powerful things, you say koyachai gvarasim aliyelam and eisem eisem bereishis. Yeah.
It's interesting because when you think of mountains, you usually think of something powerful. And
yeah, but not what you see in it. Uh-huh. When you see mountains, what do you see? You see beauty. Earthquake, you hear might, you know, yelling, screaming. You know. Uh-huh. When you see a mountain, you see beauty. You don't look at it as, when you use it as a, you know, mountain in comparison to valley, whatever, it shows, you know, height of mountains. But when you look at it, you really see beauty. You don't see might.
The mountain is created for Moshe Bereishis.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not koyach.
The thunder is
more koyach.
Is more koyach in times.
Right. So that's why you on thunder you make both. The Gemara says.
In the beauty, it says Marabu Maaseh.
Yeah, that's why it's a Moshe Bereishis.
Yeah.
That God made the beauty. Mm-hmm. Technically, when there is a brach, when you see, like you go. I mean, technically, see, by us it's so common, we see it so often, we don't get inspired so much. But much if somebody would go to the Swiss Alps, or they would go to the Rocky Mountains, you know, and you stop and you see the mountains and the valleys, and there's a bracha, you say, it's my celebrations.
People go to see.
But people that live there, obviously, don't make the bracha every day, because for them it's nothing special.
So it's more like if you're on a vacation.
Or business trip. I mean, that's been a while you're there. When Osim Aisim Bereishis. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Osim Aisim Bereishis. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, Hareya Rakia B'Taharasa. Whoever sees the sky in its purity, meaning there's not even one speck of a cloud. It's mamish clear day. You say the brach eisem eisem bereishis. You say eisem eisem bereishis. But the Gemara says, Eimasi, when? I mean, stam, every day there's no clouds, you make the bracha. What does it mean? So he says, no. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Ki osem mitra kula laila. When it rains an entire night, so it cleans the air. Or betafra osi istana, and then the northern wind comes in the morning. Or megada lula shmaya, and it reveals the sun. And now sometimes you have a crystal clear morning. The brother said, "The minig is we don't make a brach on this." The Gemara says you make eisem eisem bereishis. So the Gemara asks, or the Gemara doesn't ask. The Gemara says, "Upliga the Rafram by Papa Amir Rav Chista." He argues on Rafram by Papa in the name of Rav Chista. The Amir Rafram by Papa Amir Rav Chista. Miyam shacharev beis hamikdash. From the time the beis hamikdash was destroyed, Reinira Rakia betarasid. The sky has never been clear. So he said, how can you make a bracha on a clear sky if there's never physically been clear? You can't do it.
Today is not even smack.
Yeah, that's another problem. they didn't live in California.
Oh,
they lived
in
Bavel. That was before the cars, before the factories. Cars before the cars, before the factories, before
Saddam Hussein.
And also, when people spoke, it was less hot air coming out. So it was clear. The atmosphere was clean. When the previous Rebbe came to America in 1940, he said that the air It's very polluted. It's spiritual. In America, there's no Yiddishkeit then. He said, it's a polluted air.
Yeah.
So he said, he started a campaign to clean air. He started in 1940. Now they started lately. He was talking about spiritual purification. He said that when a Jew walks in the street, they have to say words of Torah. That purifies the air. He said it should be Tadas or Avir. He said he came out with a campaign. People should walk in the streets to purify the air. Even now, there's a lot of places that you go, Jews probably have never stepped there. So when you go, that air has never been pure. Yeah. So you say words of Teda, so you purify the air, you make a bracha. Yeah.
Is that spiritual purity, or are we talking about...
Spiritual purity.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's spiritual purity. The stories with the Baal Shem Tov and the Kutta Deborim, is a long, long, long story with the Baal Shem Tov. That he told somebody to make a bracha at a certain spot, because it had to elevate the neshama of a person that was buried there. Mm-hmm. The whole long story, thunder and lightning, the whole long in the Kutta Deborim, the long, long story with the Baal Shem Tov. And the Baal Shem Tov said that they purify purified the soul by making a bracha at the place where this guy was buried. Mm-hmm. How do we know that it was never clear? Since the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Shenamar, because it says, Al b'shamayim kadeidus, I clothe the heavens in blackness, v'sak osim k'susim, I make the sackcloth as their garment. So therefore, since the Beis Hamikdash, there was never a clear day. Now, the next piece of Gemara is very simple, but at the bottom there's notes galore. Okay? Now, it's a very simple piece of Gemara. Tan Rabbanan learned. Hareya chama bit kufasa. Whoever sees the sun in the same place that it was at the beginning of creation. One second. That's Birchas HaCham every 28 years. Oh, yeah. Every 28 years, the sun and on Wednesday Hashem hung up the sun. Hung it up in a certain space. Now, obviously, the whole thing at the bottom over here. I mean, it's a little astronomy. Mm-hmm. Hashem hung up the sun, and then the sun moves, and the earth moves. Everything moves, right? No, the quantitative earth doesn't move. But the sun moves, everything moves. So every 28 years, the sun goes back, even though it goes back every year, to the place it was every year. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, he writes that every 20 years, it goes back on a Wednesday. Here. The sun returns to its original position once each year. Birchas HaChamav is pronounced when the sun's return to its original position takes place on the same day of the week and at the same hour of the day as the original creation. So the Gemara says, Harei HaChamav b'tkufasa, whoever sees the sun in its original place, Levana b'gvurasa, the moon in its power and its might. It's not Kiddush Levana, by the way. The Kechavim b'msilasam and the planets and in their orbits, Mazalis and the zodiacs, Kesidram, Emer Baruch Eise Bereshis. So the Gemara asks, Emes Have, how often does this happen? Amar Abaye Kolchav Ches Shanin. Every 28 years. V'hadin Machzer, and then it... Beginning, Abaye says as follows. The major solar cycle begins again. V'nafla t'kufas Nisan, and the Nisan equinox falls b'shat taboi and the hour of Saturn. B'orta the last Naga Arba, and the evening of Tuesday, which is the night before Wednesday. In other words, this, in simple English, for those who don't know this stuff about exactly even the zodiacs and all that, the sun, every 28 years, is at the exact same time of the day that Hashem hung the sun in that same original place. That happens only every 28 years. Look, it even brings down... says, when is this going to happen again? It says the last one...
Chodesh Nisan.
Huh?
Is Chodesh Nisan?
No. Yeah, it's Nisan. Yeah. But one second, which day is this going to happen? Okay. In the year 2009. wasn't it? Last one's 1981. Next one's going to be April
8th, 2009.
But
wasn't it? It's
a
Nissan? I thought it was
Nissan. No, Nissan. No, Nissan. I know. With this we go Nissan, something's... I know. <It's> not, I know. It's a whole Shiloh in the Gemara. What do you mean? There was Tisher, not Nissan. You're right. It's a good point. Let's just leave it there. It's basically the four seasons. So you have, according to Shmuel in the Gemara, and that's the accepted opinion, the year is 365 and a quarter days. If you have four seasons, you take the 365 and a quarter divided by four. Okay? So then, 6 p.m., the next kufa must occur 91 days and 7.5 hours later. Okay, then it's going to, they make the whole chav 1:30 a.m. I mean, you just, that's the way they figure it out, when the tkufas are, when the seasons are. I mean, this is what should, to simple astronomy, I mean, the way it works. Anyway, Rav Yudai Mer Rav Yudai said, Harei Ayam, whoever sees the great sea, the question is it the Mediterranean? Is it the Atlantic? Is it the Pacific? According to the Gemara, the Yam HaGadol, when the Gemara says about the big Yam, it refers to the Mediterranean, because that was Mamish next to Israel. Mm-hmm. But it definitely refers to the Atlantic and Pacific and all the other oceans. Rav Yudah Emer, Rav Yudah says, in the Mishnah there was a din, Harei Yam HaGadol, that if you see the Yam HaGadol, he says, you say, Sha'asa Sayama Godel. Okay? When? But the Mishnah said, Bizman Shereo Leprakim. When he sees it every so often. I mean, if you live in Manica and you see the ocean every day, you know, then you're not going to make a bracha every day. If you see it every so often. So the Gemara says, Leprakim Ad Kama. What is considered occasional? What's considered occasional? Once a year, once a month. So the Gemara says, Amir, Amir, Barabba, Amir, Rav Yitzchak, Ad Shleishim Yom, 30 days. And that's the meaning in many places, like you go to a cemetery, the special bracha you said that we learned every 30 days. Because if it's more, if you see it more often than 30 days, then basically it's very often. Amir, Amir, Barabba, Amir, Amir, Barabba, Amir, Rav Yitzchak, Amir, Barabba, it's the name of Rav Yitzchak. Harei Pras, Gishra, the Bavel, who sees the Euphrates River, from the bridge of Bavel, he also says Eise Bereshis, because it's also the Euphrates. Rashi explains what's so special about the Euphrates at the bridge of Bavel, because at that place nobody ever diverted the Euphrates. Other places they diverted the Euphrates, so it's not in its original power, so to speak. The original place is by the bridge of Bavel. But the Gemara says, Vayidna de Shanui Parsoi, but now that the Persians changed the course of the Euphrates, even in that area, Mi Bei Shavar Ol Il, you can only recite the bracha from the river that's from Shavar and upstream. Huh? These Persians, always troublemakers. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, Mayi de Kiro Ol Il, from E, the Kira, and upstream. Different places. Basically, the Gemara is saying, you have to be able to make a bracha when it's in its original form. But if they diverted the rivers, you know, for their irrigation, whatever it was, so then you're not making a bracha. Because Hashem didn't make it at the beginning. And the bracha is the way Hashem made it at the beginning. Then the Gemara says, Vamir Ami Barab, Horeya Diglas Agishra Desha Bistana. Whoever sees the Tigris River on the bridge of Shabistana, says Eisemai Sibereshis, because that's the original way of the river. The Gemara says, which river is this? Chidekel. Gemara says it refers to Chidekel. So Gemara says, my Chidekel. What is the meaning of Chidekel? You know, if you look in the beginning of Chumash, Hashem created four rivers in Gan Eden over there. One is the Tigris River, which in Tate is called Chidekel. So Gemara says, why is it called Chidekel? So Gemara says, Amar of Ashi, Shemeim of Chadin Vekalim, because its waters are sharp and light. Meaning, refers to the taste of the water, that it's sharp, and light indicates the waters do not contain heavy junk. Now, like this, so many times there's junk in the water, so the water becomes heavy. Here, the water is pure. Maipros. Now, one of the rivers, also the beginning of Chumash, is called Narpros, which was the fourth river. Maipros. So Gemara says, Shemeimav Padim V'Rabim. The waters are fruitful and multiply. Meaning, it increases without rain. In order for a river to increase, it needs rain. For us, increases even without rain. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation, if you bathe in the Euphrates, which is Pras, the Euphrates, you get healthy. Nahar Pras is a very special river. Because Nahar Pras, it says, when Kriyas Yamsuf happened, that, you know, Hashem split the sea, so it says, every body of water in the world split. The Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian, every, a guy was drinking a cup of water, it split. Every water in the world split, except Nahar Pras. Euphrates was the only river that didn't split. Why? Because so when Mashiach comes, he's going to split the Euphrates. So Hashem is saving it, the Nahar Pras, for the Euphrates. For
Mashiach. This is the river that comes out of Gan Eden.
Those are the four rivers, no? The question is, though, what is it? No, the question is, though, what does it mean in a prayer with Gan Eden? Where's Gan Eden now?
Here.
It says, the Pasuk says in the beginning of Bereshit, a river came out of Eden, Lahashkis as a gun to water Gan Eden. Then it says, Misham Yipareid. From Gan Eden, it separates. V'hoyelar Baroshim, it becomes four main tributaries. Then one is Pishen, one is Gichen, the third one is Chidekel, and the fourth one is Pros. So it originates in Gan Eden, and then Well, then it was physical. Pishin, Rashi says, is the Nile. Gichain is, like we learned over here, is the... Gichain doesn't say. Chidekel, it says.
Are any of these rivers in Israel?
Nahar Pros is the boundary of Israel. The biblical boundary of Israel, what will be when Mashiach comes. Okay, let's just finish up over here. Then Amid Avid Avid said, Hai Khirifa de Bnei Mechuza. The reason that the people from Mechuza are very sharp, Rava was the rabbi of Mechuza. And Mechuza were very sharp people. He says, why? Mishim de Shasimayim de Dilglas. Because they drink the water from the Tigris. So the Gemara says, Hai de Gechuri. The reason where they're ruddy in their appearance, they don't look nice. They have marital relations during the day, which is not proper. And the reason why their eyes wander back and forth is because they live in a dark house. Because of that, their systems change. In other words, it says, children born from such unions resemble the redness of the day, and so on and so forth.
I mean, we should always keep light up.
Yeah.